the level field atrium. It's Larry McCarron's Locker Room Show. This week's Packers special guest, inside linebacker Brad Jones. The Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. Are you ready to say goodbye to the bye week? Yeah! Good riddance with no football. Speaking of which, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is averaging 11 tackles per game. He is the Packers' leading tackler. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Brad Jones. This is where it works. Welcome, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing really well. Bye week was good.
Yeah, how was the bye week?
It was good. I think it was really good to get away from, I think, just kind of step away from football for a second, kind of clear our heads, and I think it was good. I think guys came back today and practiced, refreshed. I think it worked out well.
For pads, no less.
In pads, yes. Yeah, we were in pads.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
The people love that.
Good pads. Yeah, the pads were actually, it were good. I think guys kind of vibed off of it. I think it went well. I think practice went well today.
Brad, I mentioned when I was introducing you that you are the Packers' leading tackler. And
oh, cool. That's pretty cool.
And last night, I sat at the kitchen table with my little iPad
okay.
and looked at every defensive play, every defensive snap
okay.
that you've played this season so
okay.
far, three games worth. And a couple things I've noticed. Number one is you are a slippery dude.
Okay.
They have trouble. They have trouble keeping you blocked. They may get on you, but they can't stay on you.
Right.
Is that inherited, natural, or worked at?
I think it's probably a little bit of all of the above. I mean, I think it's you work at it. I think the idea is kind of just, I mean, your motor's got to be kind of higher than theirs, and I don't know. I think you just kind of got to go with the flow and adapt to it. You know, got to get off blocks. I mean, you want to play linebacker, you got to get off blocks.
Something also I've noticed about your game, Brad, is that you do a nice job of waiting. For lack of a better word, I'll call it trash. I mean, there's some guys that they start pursuing down the line of scrimmage.
Right.
By golly, they'll find somebody to fall over
that
eventually.
Is,
and when you're doing those kind of things, you know, pursuing down the line of scrimmage, you don't do those things. You find the football.
I try to. I think it helps a lot with film study and, I mean, going over teams' tendencies and stuff like that. I think that helps a lot. Just kind of knowing what teams do, knowing what offensive coordinators do, you don't really get caught up in the misdirection stuff. You kind of can wait, and then stuff will happen. You can snake some really good plays.
Something that happened in your last game, you had a hand in two turnovers.
Right.
Forced a fumble, recovered a fumble. And is that something that is just inherent in your game? Are you always looking for that, or is it something that you've developed because they emphasize it all the time?
I think definitely the emphasis by our coaches, I think that's helped a lot. I think I always try to look for opportunities where you get the ball out, definitely. But I think the emphasis, especially over the past couple years, and this year especially, I think it's helped a lot. I think it's definitely helped. I mean, you in your mind, you know, at the forefront, it helps, definitely.
Brad, in the past season or so, you've taking a quantum leap career-wise, because at this time last year, I mean, you went into last season like number three on the depth chart at inside linebacker,
right.
A new position for you, and then you finally get a chance to play, and then they re-sign you during the offseason. They like
right.
what they saw, and now you're the official leading tackler for the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
How has that whole process been?
I think it's a process. We're at the beginning of a season. I don't think it's time to pat anybody on the back yet. I think we have a lot more season to play, and I think the goal really is to play our best football. This, I mean, we've shown some flashes, some great stuff on defense in the first couple games, but the goal really is to finish strong, finish the rest of the entire season strong, and then we can look back when it's all said and done, when the dust clears, we can see, you know, what the season looked like, and then we can congratulate ourselves, I think.
Okay, Brad, you spend the first few years of your career being an outside linebacker.
Right.
They move you inside.
Right.
And you're kind of waiting your turn.
Right.
And while you were waiting, did it ever cross Brad Jones' mind, like, what are you guys waiting for? I can do this. I mean, because when you were a seventh rounder, I can remember as a rookie,
right,
there was always some snap for, again, lack of a better word, there was some snap to your game. When you ran into guys, things happened.
Right.
Were you ever thinking, when are they gonna catch on to this?
No, I think it's football. I think there's ups and downs. I think the whole thing is, I mean, there's ups and downs. You have to be adaptable. I think it's kind of, football is like life, I try to tell people. I mean, stuff happens. You just got to be adaptable. You kind of just got to put your head down, grind, and then hopefully you can look up when it's all said and done and be like, yeah, I did pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that relates to something else I've noticed about you is through the years, and this is your fifth season, through the years, I've noticed, like, you don't have down days. There's never at the locker a pouty Brad Jones. I mean, really. I mean, you have kind of a positive, upbeat attitude about this
they
stuff.
They tell me that. I don't know. I think it's a lot of coffee, I think, helps. No, I don't know. I mean, I guess I try to keep a light outlook on life. I mean, it's the stuff we do is hard. That's not, I mean, it's tough. It's rough. It's grinding. I think. Once you know that, you can just keep a good attitude about it, you know. And regardless if things are going super well or things are going, you know, not so well, you know, just got to keep a good attitude, and it'll all work out.
Well, Brad, keep that good attitude because it is time to go in the huddle.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it.
Yes.
Brad, are you ready?
I am very ready.
Okay, we are going back to the 49er game.
Okay.
And this is something I don't think I've ever seen before, but we'll get to your play in a moment.
Okay.
The first thing I'd like you to explain is right here, Ryan Pickett has got his hand on his hinder. Now, I don't think he was itchy. Is he translating some kind of signal back to you about gaps or anything like that? But you can see it right there.
Yeah, I can see his hand there. Let's see. Grease does, nicknamed Grease, Ryan Pickett, does a lot of things, I guess, to try to give me signals and stuff if he sees stuff. I'm not exactly sure if I remember if that was a signal or not.
Maybe he did have a scratchy or itchy hinder.
Maybe it was itchy, possibly. I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, back to your defensive play, because it is very unique and unusual.
Okay,
the 49ers are running power football,
right,
blocking down, kicking out, and they're pulling everybody and his brother coming straight at you. And you can see it setting up right here, the block down, the kick out, and here comes those lead blockers leading through. Right here, and there is poor Brad underneath that mess right there. And at this point, Brad, you are thinking what?
I'm thinking this is a lot of weight on me. I'm just probably thinking it's like 315 plus 315, you know, it's 630.
Yeah. Tag weight.
All pressed up and down against myself. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, but folks, now watch this. I mean, this war is not over by a long shot. Okay, watch what Brad does. Now, this is the unique part. He somehow spins out, and he has stopped. Stop. He is making the seldom seen back tackle.
All right, absolutely.
I mean, look at this, Brad. Now, I've watched you at practice 100 times.
Right.
I've never seen Winston Moss do this drill where you do and execute a back tackle.
Absolutely. I think the back TFLs, I think, are rare. but when you got like 650 pounds on top of you, you kind of just try to figure out any way to split those blocks or just trying to think about, I don't know, any way to get off it.
Brad, you know what's really amazing? Now, when this thing winds up, and we see who's at the bottom of the pile. This is Frank Gore. I've heard he's a fairly respectable running back.
He is.
When we find out who's at the bottom, oh, there we go. There is Yeah, Brad Jones, right here. He's got his leg. He's the guy at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
And you finished the deal on the seldom seen backlog.
The seldom seen back. The funny thing is, I've actually done this a couple times. I don't know how. I don't know when my brain triggers to go backwards to split two blocks, but I don't know. I guess it's a thing I have in my repertoire.
I guess so, and now Frank Gore knows it too. Well done, Brad Jones. Coming up, it's time to play Earn Your Autograph, starring our contestant left will find somebody, I promise. You're watching Packers Live. Play Earn Your Autograph, and
right.
Our guest player's name is?
Becky.
And Becky, you are filling in for Autumn, who somehow left. She was intimidated by Brad Jones, are you?
No, of course not.
We're good. We're like
we're good buddies.
Wonderful. Well, Becky, if you can learn the football skill Brad's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph on that very ball. How's that, Becky?
That's wonderful.
It sure is, isn't it? Okay, Brad, what are we going to learn?
Okay, we're going to learn how to strip the ball today. Okay, so the idea of you hold the ball. You're the running back. Okay, the idea of you're the running back, and so as a tackler, you kind of want to come up behind him, secure the tackle with this hand, and then reach in with this hand, and then just rip the ball out. Just rip it. I'm not going to pull you too hard. She's got a grip on this one. This is pretty impressive, actually. Oh, and you just tear the ball out. So I'm going to hold it, and then you are going to try to strip it from me.
Should I say ready hike or something?
You can say ready hike, and you just come up, and then you pull, get the ball, put your fingers on it, and then tear it out. You'll be good.
Hey, Becky, one second. You look pretty mean.
Right?
You are. Okay.
Becky got into it, didn't she? Okay.
Are we ready, Becky?
Yes, we're ready.
All right. Okay. Ready hike. Brad, did Becky earn your autograph?
She absolutely did.
All right. While Becky is getting Brad's autograph, it is time to take a timeout. When we come back, it is time to talk X's and O's with a Chalk Talk. Don't go away. You're watching Packers Live. We are back. One of the things the Packers have been doing real well on a kind of a quiet basis in their first three games is defending the run. You know, when you look at their average per rush, it ranks in the top 10 in the league. And one of the reasons for that is that they play the double team block very, very well. Let's take a look. Now, this goes back to Niner game. Okay, here's double teamer here, double teamer here. And the guy defending the double team, B.J. Raji right there. And I want you to notice what B.J. does as soon as he senses double team. He goes down to a knee right there. Now that makes him lower than low. He instantly wins the leverage game right there. And he does another thing. He turns his shoulders. And what that does is eliminates blocking surface. You put your chest out there, that's a lot of blocking surface, but you turn your shoulder and they've got nothing to hit. It's like eating a shoulder pad and does not taste very good. So BJ has already done job number one. No way in the world when he's this low and his shoulders are turned, he's going to get driven off the line of scrimmage, but he is not through. Suddenly, he turns into like King Kong, the Incredible Hulk, Mad Mountain Dean, and look at that. He rises up and splits the double team. Double teamer right here, double teamer right here, and there's BJ in the middle splitting those guys. That is amazing stuff. That is some kind of power. But again, we're not through. There's a reason you cannot find the ball carrier here. And the reason is that B.J. Raji right here is engulfing him. That is some kind of play, and it all started with defending the double team, and that's one of the reasons why the Packers are allowing 3.7 per carry. That's almost a yard better than last year. Frankie, how about the theme song?
Chalk Talk, Chalk Talk.
Frankie, you looked angry there.
Well, I wanted to be powerful in that.
All right. So. We get excited about this football stuff. Brad, I wanted to talk to you about the big guys that eat up blockers like that. It doesn't always end with a tackle, but they eat up blockers. Right. You, as a linebacker, got to appreciate those guys.
Oh, absolutely. I think every week I'm talking about taking those guys to lunch because it's like, I mean, a lot of times they make my job easy. I got to fight off a couple blocks, one block, half a block, and I can just, I'm pretty quick. I can just fast flow to the ball. I mean, those guys, they do an amazing job up front. Amazing, amazing.
Brad, we're talking a lot about the run, but the NFL, I wonder if you'd agree with this, has turned into a passing league. So in your job as a linebacker, there is a lot of pass coverage. How do you like that end of things?
I mean, it's part of the game. I think a lot of teams like to toss the ball up. It's you know, the flavor of the NFL nowadays, and I think you just kind of got to be adaptable and you know that you have to have pass coverage more than old school games would.
Brad, there was a situation. There's been a number of situations really this season where I see you split way wide, and it's obvious you're in man coverage on somebody out there. When you get way out where we're looking at right now, do you get nervous?
I mean,
you're out in space like that.
No, one-on-one, I like the one-on-ones. I like the one-on-ones. I think I'm pretty comfortable one-on-one with a running back, tight end. I'm out there with receivers sometimes. I think, I don't mind it at all.
When it comes to another part in the passing game, that's the blitzing part.
Right.
Have you found that your experience as an outside linebacker helps you with blitzing as an inside linebacker? Because outside, you're coming almost every day.
Yeah. I think, definitely. I think the blitz intensity of outside linebacker, my first couple of years, I mean, you know, you're blitzing all the time, like you said, and I think it's helped a lot. I mean, when you're doing that all the time and you see the different angles that you have to come on blitzes and stuff, I think when you get inside, you don't get to do them as much, but I think you kind of get the angles of how people are going to approach you, how running backs are going to block you, of how the line's going to match up, and I think it's helped. I think it's immensely helped.
All right, coming up, we'll have questions for Brad from our lively audience here at the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away. You are watching Packers Live. We are back. Brad Jones is our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
Chuck.
And Chuck, what's your question?
My question, Brad, moving from outside to inside this year, what is the big difference between playing inside linebacker and outside linebacker?
I'd say the biggest difference would be definitely vision. At outside linebacker, you're sitting on the edge of the defense, and at inside linebacker, I mean, you're 5 yards back in the center of everything. You can see a lot more stuff. So vision, definitely vision.
All right, next up we have?
Jesse.
Jesse, what's your question?
What do you do on your time off?
What do I do on my time off? I like to, I don't know. There's not a lot of time off with football, I guess. When I do have time off, I guess movies. I like to read a lot, so I guess I read a lot.
Well, Brad, you're kind of a renaissance man here. You're an economics major with his degree in economics. He's just a few classes short of another degree in astrophysics.
That's true.
Could you explain that, what that is, to Frank and the guys in the band?
It's just physics with, like, an astronomical emphasis. It's physics, but you like space, I guess.
All right, thank you, Brad. Thanks to our questioners. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Frankie, what do we have for our questioners?
The guests receive a fabulous ballpoint pen from a previous show that we're trying to get rid of.
All right, coming up, some final thoughts, hopefully intelligent. Stay with us. You're watching Packers Live. Thank you, Third and Short. We're back with more of Packers Live. Brad Jones, our special guest. Brad, we've looked at a lot of video tonight, but there's one particular play I kind of got a little mental over.
Okay.
What are you doing way back there that we just saw? It's like you're at the safety position. I know you're versatile.
Right.
But that's kind of ridiculous. What's the deal with that?
Like a middle of the field kind of safety thing. It's like a, you know, like a prevent type defense. It's third and long, second and long, something where you don't want them to get in the end zone. Yeah, they sent me back there like a rover, I guess.
All right.
Let me cover the middle of the field, you know.
Fair enough. Thank you, Brad. Continued success. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.